Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You feel like at home now?
Yeah, that did bring me a little peace.
Okay, cool. I'm just here trying to do the Lord's work.
Yeah, I felt real like my chakras was in line and everything.
Hey, what up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I'm to hear more, and I'm here with the lovely, the funny, the amazing, made it out of Detroit. Let's just clap on that alone. She made it out of Detroit.
Shame.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Keisha E. What's up, Keisha?
What up, though?
What's up? I feel like Keisha's one of the names that always gets the most jokes. They be like, oh, there go Freaky Keisha. Yeah. The Hot Boys had the song Freaky Keisha. Everybody uses Keisha in a
Project
song.
Project Chick, Hood Rap Bitch,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Everything but a child of God. You know what I'm saying? The baby mama, like, it's never anything good.
It's always a negative. But you are like the polar opposite of, you are the complete 180 of everything that you hear about of Keisha. I don't never see you out. I be looking, I'm like, I bet I'm seeing Keisha ass up in here. And I don't be seeing your ass up in nowhere, Keisha.
The poster girl for Keisha.
Yeah, I've seen you at the comedy club a couple times, mm-hmm. and I've seen you here twice. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Yeah. On Instagram, you be out. I be like, where you be?
I go here and there. I go to little events here and there, but for the most part.
You just said that like somebody in protective custody. I go here and there. You can catch me a little bit of everywhere, a little here, a little there, you know.
I mean, I might have a few warrants, but that's just not the point. You know?
But I mean, you're from Detroit.
This is coming from somebody from East St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. I embrace it, though. You try to act like you are not from where you
I'm
are from.
I'm from Detroit. I just want to make sure the viewers know this is East St. Louis.
This is true. However, because she's from Detroit,
my family escaped East St. Louis to go to Detroit.
That may be true as well. But because you were coming, that's why we have the higher security out there and the machine. Because we knew you were coming. We was like, we gotta make sure she ain't got no razor blades on her tongue when she come in here.
I might.
Just in case she lose. I like the little neck piece. What you got going on right there? Did somebody make that personally for you?
I actually got it in Johannesburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a lady. She was out. She had a few pieces. She reminded me so much of my grandma.
Oh, that's dope.
And I just copped it from her. Yeah.
I thought that was like for everybody that you got.
He got dope.
I've seen somebody else from Detroit that kind of had something like that.
Did we not just discuss that I am the poster girl for Keisha?
This is true.
I had a crazy day, though. Like, I don't get into the criminal activity.
Right.
But I had a crazy day where somebody was like, I spent my morning, y'all, I woke up to a ransom email.
Excuse me, what now?
A ransom email, a threatening ransom email from some hackers, some ghetto ass hackers at that. When you ever heard a hacker say, play with me if you want?
That, what?
I said,
Yo, a hacker told you play with me if you want?
I felt that in the email.
Play with me if you want.
Play with me if you want. They are demanding $2,000. In bitcoins. First of all, I'm like, you hacked my email. You did all this for $2,000? Like,
for $2,000? Well, I mean, they went to your Instagram and they was like, that's $2,000. maybe we can get $2,000.
Maybe we can get And they said we. So I'm like, it's more than one of y'all just want $2,000. They said, play with me if you want. I got 24 hours to send them this money. They said they have, they're going to release a video of me. Mm-hmm. Masturbating to a porn site, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what? It was like, yeah, we hacked into your 141 days ago, we hacked into your computer, your webcam, and you were on this porn site masturbating. And I was like,
see, if
nobody
somebody
watches porn from that computer,
right? Nobody watches porn from that computer. Here's the thing, if they would have hit me with that, Keisha, I'd be like, what site was it? They'd be like, Pornhub. I was like, lying. Now, they had said X videos. I'm like, all right, so send me the route number so I can go ahead.
Right, but you're missing the 2,000.
Yeah, but pouring up.
I was like,
that wasn't me, fam.
What? But this is the thing. This is what had me like really. They actually had my password. So then they said, play with me again. They were, then they were like, you're into some kinky shit. I'm like, first of all, where is y'all cyber etiquette? Like, why y'all coming at me so harsh?
Wait a minute. They have your password.
They have my password
for your email or for the porn site.
I don't have a password for porn sites. Okay, they have no video of me.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing: the password I use is for my email, two separate email accounts, my login to my computer. Like I use it for a couple different things, or a variation of it. Mm-hmm. So the last play with me if you want was like, play with me if you want. Your password is such 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 such, and I was like, oh shit! Like this really? Mm. You don't have a video, but you have somehow hacked into my stuff. So I had just woke up, right?
Yeah.
So you like checking
you
your
groggy
phone,
with it? Yeah. You one night on the iPhone,
right? And then you
pirate.
Wake up like. So now I'm going into everything, trying to change my password, and I don't know which one, like how they got it. So then I checked my email, and I got all these emails like, you changed your password from Vietnam for Instagram. And I'm like, what? Like, it's all, I don't know what is going on. I don't know who, I don't know what y'all trying to find. There's nothing there. I don't know what y'all, Tahir got more money than me.
Don't
send
him the email. Don't do that. Like, I'm like, don't say that. No, I don't. I'm broke.
Don't let that East St. Louis fool you here in Hollywood. Not.
No, don't. Listen, I'm be honest with you. When you started the story, it was like you woke up to a threatening ransom. I thought you were saying that somebody was like, yo, give us $2,000 or we're going to take Detroit off the map. And I was like, damn, that's, I mean, even for Detroit, really? That's low. At least 2050 is what they could have. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because, you know, some people still there. I thought they were just going to, like, take the remaining 16 houses and be like, yeah, we're done with this place.
First of all, you can absolutely buy a house in Detroit right now for free, but you don't get to come from my city because you got to be from Detroit.
Well, I got family there. I still got family there.
You got family, like, in Detroit? In Detroit,
In Detroit. Yeah. Because I went to go see, I visited a cousin a couple years ago. And when we were on the way to her house, I saw this block that was for sale. So I bought two blocks for like $21.99. And I was like, oh, this is a good deal.
I saw this block. Really, Tahir, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
They had roped it off. There was like this whole lot of blocks. I was like, a lot of blocks?
This is what we're doing.
I was like,
East St. Louis is literally the size of this room. It's one block.
This is true. It's pure concentrated evil. Okay, East St. Louis is like Compton and Watts. Put together, but the size of Toluca Lake is very small. It's like those bottles of laundry detergent that's smaller but supposed to be more powerful. That's East St. Louis. That is true. Yeah. However, we talking about Detroit, okay? That's what we talking about.
Don't come from my city. Detroit is turning around.
Mm. Is it?
It is.
Detroit has a private security team that watches guard over the police department. They had to hire help.
We do not have. Our police department is pretty kind of legit. Our police department is like...
Your police department...
I mean, like, they...
The police in Detroit drive charges and challenges.
Because they got to catch up to you.
Yeah, but they can't... Like, where you going to put a prisoner in a challenger? You got to throw him in a truck. ain't nobody fitting in the back of that challenger.
I mean, because chances are they're not going to arrest you. They're probably going to take your money, maybe take a little bit of your dope, and let you go. I mean, hey... We got bigger crimes right now.
Yeah, like blocks are being sold for $21.99. That's a crime. You know what? Neither here nor there. Let's get into this game real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Keisha E. in the house. Keisha, real quick, just to give you a rundown of how it goes. So we both have five index cards with very difficult words on them. And on the back of those index cards are strongly worded sentences that will help us figure out the definition of said word if we cannot figure it out just from the word.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to look at the sentence. If you know the definition or you think you can get it, you can try it right away. But if not, then you look on the back at the sentence for context. And Maya's here to make sure that we pronounce the words correctly as well as get the correct definition of said word. All right? Got a gist of it?
I got you.
Okay. We're not on teams. Even though we're like distant cousins.
I know it's from East St. Louis.
I just wanted you to know.
Nah. Okay. You already set the tone, fam. Like, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I invited you on the show knowing that you went to the Detroit Public Schools, so I feel like I've already done my good deed for the year. I mean, wouldn't you guys say so? Like, I remember my cousin was a senior in Detroit, and he told me he was taking up coloring, too. I was like, coloring, too? My goodness, what is...
I went to Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School in Detroit, best school around, and have a master's degree in engineering.
Wait a minute. Is he different from Martin Luther King Jr.? Because you said Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School. And I was like, is he... Is he a different person?
I'm not even about to do this with
Wait,
you.
I've never heard of Martin Luther King Jr. Senior.
Senior high school, like y'all high schools don't have like senior high school?
No, we just say high school because that defines it already from being a middle school or elementary. So okay. You just say high school, and then there are certain places called colleges and university, and they don't go by any of that. They just say college, university. But
they
high school,
have a name? They just, East St. Louis is just college?
No. I'm just saying, like, it says university, like the name of it, then university,
okay.
Or the name of it, then college. It doesn't say senior high school because, you know, there are more than seniors at the high schools. You have freshmen, sophomore, juniors. Is it just a high school for seniors?
No, it's an entire, complete high school. What do you
so
mean?
So everybody else just gets left out. It's only about
Listen,
the seniors?
It's about graduation.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's what you're here for.
Your graduating class was like what, 7?
It was 400 people in my graduating class.
No, it's 400 people attending. How many people actually graduated?
It was, 399. One of my homeboys called a case. He didn't quite make it to the end of the year. But other than that,
in the shackles and the arms, they playing Papa Circus.
They came and got him in algebra class. He never came back. I was like, dang, what happened?
You know what happened. You know what happened.
I know what happened.
He came to school late, blood on his shirt. Like, hey, I was here all day. No, you weren't, Jamal. You were not here all morning. You know what? Neither here nor there. Let's get into this first round.
Round one.
This is my first word. What in the entire fuck of Detroit is that?
The word is D-E-C-O-C-T.
This looks like a word that was made up in Detroit. I'm going to be honest with you, Maya, and I don't appreciate
Maybe
this being my first word. You say what?
Maybe you should have went to Detroit Public School.
So I can learn words that don't exist?
You know how to pronounce that?
I bet Detroit has words on spelling tests. It's like, block, block, block. He be writing block, block, block. I think I spelled that right.
You gotta use it in a sentence.
The teachers be like, any gunshot sound would do.
You can
put bow, pow,
what
bam.
Kind of gun is it?
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Now, what caliber makes block, 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 sir? People from Detroit, listen, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sincerely just serious. All right, this word is the cut.
Say it again.
Hmm?
Say it again.
You didn't hear me the first time?
I didn't hear you.
Okay. Keisha, stop so she can hear me.
What am I doing?
You were breathing like a Detroiter.
Oh, okay.
The city. This word is the cut.
Yes. Good eyes. He was scared.
I did not know if that was right. I'm going to be honest with you. I only know this because I heard a rapper from Detroit say a decocked nine. I was like, okay, so he decided not to kill the person. It's kind of what I got from that. But I'm going to just look at the census just to make sure. The CBD served in the latter is derived from Kentucky-grown hemp.
Lattes.
What? No, that's lattes?
Lattes. That's how you spell lattes.
Oh, okay. The CBD served in the lattes is derived from Kentucky-grown hemp, decocked from the flowers and leaves with hot dairy or coconut. Let me just say, this sentence is the bullshit, okay? I don't know who was trying to prove what, but these are some hard letters to be starting words with in this sentence right here. This sentence is 5 sentences long. I mean, 5 lines long. Anyway, the CBD served and the lattes is derived from Kentucky-grown hemp, decocked from the flower and leaves with hot dairy or coconut milk. Okay, so decocked is, it's like the process of picking something or removing something.
Yes.
Huh?
But one step further.
Removing and withdrawing a certain element or a certain substance from.
Extract.
Extracting.
By what means?
Why does all of this shit matter? If I got 2/3 of the goddamn definition, why don't she just give it to me? And people be saying she be cheating from me. How? How, Sway?
She giving you hella clues.
You got it?
She giving you hella clues.
Okay, just calm down, okay? All right, what was your question?
Extracted from what?
I don't like the tone, okay? And because you're from Detroit, I feel like that was a threatening tone. Okay, I'm just letting you know. So you watch your tone and keep your hands above your head.
Above my head? I gotta sit here like this?
Hey. Decocked from the flowers. Extracted how, is what you said?
Extracted in the sentences with hot dairy or coconut milk.
Yeah, that's how it's extracted. That's how it's extracted.
It doesn't have to be coconut milk.
Yeah. What are you saying?
How would you extract?
I would do it with hot dairy or coconut milk. Why would I not do what it said to do?
How do you make a latte?
I don't work at Starbucks. how I make it, I get the shot of espresso, right? And then I put it in the thing and then I put some foam on there and then I do it like, and then I take a little straw and I bring it out and I make a maple leaf with it.
I gotta give you half credit.
What the fuck?
You danced around.
Around what?
You extract it by boiling it.
But hot dairy, how you gonna get it hot if you don't boil it?
I gave you so many clues.
You know what? I'm sick of this shit. Sick of it. Mind, I'll take my little punk ass half point. I'm going against Keisha, so, you know, Detroit in the building. You know, that wasn't meant to be a slight. I was just like, I'm going against you, so I want to get all my points because I know you're very educated. Mm-hmm. You went to grad school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's all I was saying. It was grad school in Flint. But it was still
it
grad
is one
school.
Of the best engineering schools in the U.S., don't you come for Kettering?
It was one of the best engineering schools in Flint.
In the U.S.
Well, Flint's technically not.
It's not in the U.S.
Closer to Canada than the rest of us. Yeah. Everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's your turn, though.
The word is J-O-C-O-S-E.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
You might want to sound it out first. To yourself. Just
to yourself. I'm going to say... That wouldn't sound like an English word. I'm going to say...
Something wrong, probably?
Jocose.
Jocose, yes.
Whatever. Can you figure out what... Are you
what it means?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to play that.
Yeah.
Okay. we're not going to do that. We got to worry, right? We're going to just... Okay. The comedian's jocose post offended uptight readers. Jocose is like... Uptight people get offended by... Jocose means... It's kind of like aggressive. No, it's not aggressive. It's like... Unless it's aggressive.
Wait, no.
Don't look at Maya no more. You was answering your questions in the form of like a question.
No.
Okay.
There were no question marks there.
Jocose.
You can look at it. I'm just kidding. I don't have the control to tell you not to look at somebody. You got this, Keisha. I believe in you.
Jocose means, Sarah, can you...
True. I can't sneeze?
Nah, not that one. Corona on the loose?
You've been coughing for the last 45 minutes. And you talking about, something in my throat. Yeah, Corona.
Jocose means,
We got to start getting the time. Because they just
it's offensive. It's offensive.
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive?
Playful. Jovial. That's why they got offended, because he was too playful.
Hold on. Who's the teacher here?
He's right. And I can't give you credit, because he gave you the word.
I get the point for the pronunciation?
Yes.
I don't get a hat. He got two-thirds of a... Okay, it's cool. They cheat.
I got half.
First
you
of all,
got
he
half.
Went over all of these words before the show. Y'all
How?
Saw, y'all,
are you
have
serious?
Have y'all been following the show?
Okay. Are you serious? Y'all, I don't know any of these words. Decocked?
Have y'all been following? It's like BT to here. To here.
Whoa.
But now all of a sudden...
Whoa.
Okay, come on.
You know what?
Round two.
All right. I don't know what that word is, but it definitely looks like a word that you use to describe a house in Detroit.
The word is slumgullion.
If I had to take a swing at it.
Really?
If I ever, because I see slum and I was like, Detroit. Like, it wasn't even on purpose. It's just like a word association game. All right, if I say a word or I show you something.
Have y'all seen houses in East St. Louis? I wish we could just put an East St. Louis house on the screen real quick. Just, come on.
Slumgullion.
Not quite.
Excuse me?
Was that your final answer?
No, I was saying to myself. There wasn't no hell of chances.
Not quite. It is or it ain't. Come on.
Slumgullion.
Wait,
whoa, hold up. What did I say that you said that I didn't say a part of?
You said slumgullion.
Uh-huh, and what did you say?
Slumgullion.
Gullion. So you don't actually, like, hit
the emphasis is on the first, the slum.
Don't you dare say a goddamn thing to me, okay? You see this word.
I mean, if it wasn't right the first time, it wasn't going to be right the second time.
She sees this word, and she says, Detroit Gulliam. That's how she says that. Detroit Gulliam. That's how she says it. So, don't you dare.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know what this can mean at all, okay? And if it don't mean Detroit, then I got to look at the back of it and try to figure it out. Say it again, though.
Slumgullion.
The slumgullion was hot, savory, and hearty. And on this rainy night, we were all eager for seconds. All right, well, it's definitely a food. And I'm going to think, anytime I want something on a rainy night, it's usually like a soup or a stew or a chili. So I'm going to say it's something of like that. It's something like a chili soup or stew type of meal.
Yes, it's a meat stew.
Okay. Chili stew or soup, because soup and stew are, okay.
Well, I don't know the words for like liquids with beans and—
Is that a full point or is that like a—
I got a half point because I said the word wrong.
Yeah.
You got a half point, you said the word right, but you got the definition all fucked up. Let's go, Keish.
The word is O-T-I-O-S-E.
This is... Mind your business. A toys.
No.
You sure?
Wait a minute, don't.
I'm sure. I just want to make sure.
You want to try it again? Is that your final answer?
No, that's not my final answer.
Go ahead.
I was trying to see if she knew. This, the word, I mean, I'd say this all the time.
Yeah.
You use this word all the time.
Obviously, incorrectly.
It is. Adios.
Okay, first of all, hold
on. No, not at all.
Hold on. She said, wait a minute. What? Hey, I know y'all been wondering the whole time, why are you going so hard on Detroit? There you go.
I mean, if it's not a choice, then.
Let me see that word. Otios.
No.
That's not English.
What?
No. That word? What?
Oshios.
Oshios.
Yeah, the T is like an SH.
Oshios. Okay.
That's what I said, though.
Oshios.
I had said something very similar to that. Oshios. That's sexy. When I watch it mean something like rotten kidney.
Yeah,
but
it sound
that good of a word.
Oshios.
Excuse me, I just belch. I don't want that to get over.
That's
that
what
tank.
That sounds like.
Really?
Right there.
But my belch smell like Detroit.
Let me read this definition. It sounds like something you get from
warm rainy air night. Mattress. And it smell like 211 and gunshot.
She did not have the patience for Oshios children who did not help around the house. Lazy as hell. That's lazy.
Oh, look at you. You got it.
I use the word all the time.
Air five.
Air five.
There you go. Yeah. You use the word all the time?
I do. I use it all the time.
Cool. That's what's up. Are you going to start using it with the direct pronunciation? Or are you just going to keep saying Otioce?
Well, I mean, you know how black people, we kind of
Yeah, we do.
Them,
God, yeah, we do.
You know
do
what I mean? Like, that's all that was.
Yep. Like, I'll be like, safe. And you be like, Detroit. And I'll be like, nope.
Round 3.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, To Hear More. And I want to let you know that this episode of Wording is Hard is sponsored by the good people over at Hawthorne. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be quite frank with you. I smell damn good. Like, all the time. Like, I know I joke a lot, but Maya, have you ever smelled me not smelling up to par?
You smell fantastic every day.
Every damn day. And do you know why? Because I take advantage of Hawthorne. Hawthorne has created me 2 signature scents that people automatically associate with me. And I couldn't be happier about this. Women like when men smell good. Am I lying, Maya?
You are not lying.
And what better way to smell good than smell like something that was specifically made for you? I'm telling you, you need to try. What do you think about it, Maya?
I'm liking the conditioner.
You liking the conditioner? This is, Maya, this is for us. This is for the fellas. We can't have nothing. Fellas, listen. Head on over to Hawthorne.co right now. That's Hawthorne.co. Use the promo code WORDING, WORDING, and get 10% off your first order. Ladies, you can do it too for your guy, okay? I mean, if you really, really want to, fine. But this is for the fellas. If we tired of getting socks and ties and gift cards to a restaurant you want us to take you to, that's not a gift for me. That's for you. You know that. And I'm sick of it, okay? You want to give me something I like, get me a Hawthorne subscription. You can keep it going every month. Did you know that? You can keep the subscription going and they'll just send you out the shampoo or the body wash. It's all you ever need. And you're welcome.
Round 3.
All right, moving on. I said it to myself and it sounds so damn wrong.
Break it down.
That syllable together. So it's 4 syllables, and it feels like it has a Greek origin. I would call it an adjective because it sounds like something to describe something.
The word is muliebrity.
Did you understand all those words? Because I know you're from Detroit. I'm going to go
pronounce
with...
the word. I'm just waiting. I want to hear this.
You want to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Moolah Brady.
Pronounce it again.
That's what the teacher was like. How the fuck? Let me see if this dumbass know it again. Because I got it on sheer luck. All right. Muliebrity.
Muliebrity.
Oh, well, I wasn't nowhere near that. You ain't got to worry about me getting that right. Say it again.
Muliebrity.
So the E don't go with that I and that? That's a lot of weight for the E to carry. You just carrying the second half of that word like that? Muliebrity. Now, I would never got that. I'm gonna just go ahead and read.
Do you think?
Beyonce's muliebrity sets her apart from less feminine pop stars. Less feminine. Sets her apart from less feminine pop stars. So, if it sets her apart from less feminine pop stars, it has to do with something, her being more feminine. So it's like her curvaceous body, her feminine ways.
Are you asking or are you?
No, I'm talking it through.
I mean, she nodding and I just want
to. I'm not looking at that. I'm right here in my brain. Keisha, you need to focus on you winning right now, because right now you're not.
I'm just letting y'all know this game is rigged.
It's not rigged. You know what's rigged? Detroit's justice system. That's what's rigged. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Yeah, the feminine. I will mess that word up if I try to say femininity.
Because if you don't pronounce that right, you don't get the point either.
Well, first of all, shut up, because that ain't true. That ain't true.
You need to be able to pronounce the definition.
I've walked it through, so she knows exactly what I'm saying. Like, the feminine ways, how feminine someone is, the curvaceous body, the way she carries herself,
that's
everything about that.
I mean, you got it. Is it curvaceous or is it feminine? That's two different things.
It's all in one. The definition can be long. Muliberty, the word describes all of that. The feminine ways, curvaceous body, the way she carries herself, all of that. It's all encompassed in it. That's why they made one word for that. Am I right or wrong?
Femininity. I'll give you that.
No, there it is. All right, let's just keep it moving.
Okay.
Let's just keep it moving.
I'm going to just start throwing out five different definitions and whichever one stick.
Yeah, do that. Okay. Ain't nobody stopping you from doing it. Okay. Ain't nobody stopping but Detroit.
I see how y'all played.
Ain't nobody playing.
How y'all spelled the B's in East St. Louis went. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. To lose.
I was just saying this the other day. The word is.
The word is R-O-S-E-A-T-E.
The word is rociate.
Okay, go ahead. Signing it out aloud.
Right.
Audible for her to hear and possibly take that as your word. Okay, go ahead.
No.
I got you.
Not until I say it like the third time, like you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay. A little shade there. Okay, cool. I like what you did with your sideburns. It's very Shantae-esque. It's nice.
Always on time.
Always on time.
Always on time. Baby, be mine. I can't focus. I cannot work under these conditions. Need some order in this classroom.
Okay,
you want me to make hear.
A Detroit setting? Get down, motherfucker! Bow, bow, bow! Everybody hit the deck! Turn in your homework before you get shot! Blah, 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 blah.
We're safe.
Rosie?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, that's what you said.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the sentence because I ain't gonna play this game with y'all. Sometimes mistaken for a flamingo. Sometimes mistaken for a flamingo, the spoonbill has a lot of pink shades that can fool you. It's an animal, a bird. It's in the bird family.
What was the word?
We're past that. We're on to the definition at this point. So, no. So, sometimes I'm taking for flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
The spoonbill, that's right here.
Mm-hmm. The what spoonbill? Over a word.
No, this is just for me to get the definition. It's not, we're past the pronunciation at this point. I got my point. I'm going to start keeping my own score because I hope somebody out there is keeping my score because these two right here. The spoonbill.
Yo, Keisha's stupid. Hey, you funny as hell, bro. No, this is real.
This is my process. Can you do the gunshot, please?
Suspect hated wells on the
gunshot. This is really, okay.
He stopped about a half finished jail. You know what? Fuck it.
You gotta shoot back at him.
Die, coppers! None of this is helping. You don't know.
It is. Because what it is, it's the,
yeah.
Like the fur.
No.
The fur on the...
No.
She said that
it's
so
in the sentence.
It's in the sentence. It was written for you. We made it easy because we knew you're from Detroit. This is basically a color by number situation, and you're still refusing to play.
It's a color? It's not a color. She said it's not a flamingo.
Right. But it's often mistaken. Why would something look like a flamingo?
I just said...
This is the Detroit edition, guys. So there's going to be a lot of subtitles.
She said that it wasn't that.
No, she said the fur.
It's not the fur.
I said it's an animal or it's a bird or it's
Now who's throwing a whole lot out there?
She said it was none of them.
Just say one thing that it could be. What is the most distinguishable trait of a flamingo?
Their color.
There you go.
Did I not say color?
No, you did not say
color.
You did not say color. No, not through your process.
I did.
Maybe you said it while the sirens.
I said color.
Maybe you said it while the sirens was on.
So you need to pipe them sirens down.
You told me to do it.
We know the chase is going.
I can't even with
it. I feel like I should get half a point for that because you weren't paying attention.
We gave it to you. Just give her something because she might rob us if she don't.
I'll give you half a point. Resembling a rose, especially in color.
I said color.
That was just one part.
It has to resemble a rose, especially in color. It's in the sentence and it's in the word itself. If you just cover up the word.
It's not really technical. It's just like it is what it is. It's like, why does two eagles?
Do what y'all gonna do with my points? Because at this point,
using the honor system, and I gave you half of that.
Okay, there you go.
I'm gonna take your half.
Hey, goodness gracious! Moving on to the next.
Round 4.
Let me see.
Excuse me, can I help you? You don't let me see.
I just want to start laughing right now. That's like some shit Hitler said. Like, that's not even. Go ahead, go ahead. I'm going to let you go.
The word is Bedizen.
Sound it out.
Bedizen.
Yeah.
National Honor
Society.
National Honor Society.
What's the definition? Don't use the back of that card. National Honor Society.
This wasn't one of my spells.
Come on.
Chill out, bro. Let me do what I do. I'm about to go right there. Bedizen. All right, here we go. The Met Gala is an excuse for celebrities to bedizen themselves. Oh, man. That's just... treat themselves, ball out, do ridiculous and glamorous outfits. It's very over the top, braggadocious. I mean, these are all synonyms.
Is this a definition or is this?
These are words that are synonyms of this. So yes, it is a definition.
Choose one. Make your strongest choice.
Well, I've already said six. So do you want me to choose one out of the six correct answers that I said?
I do.
This is, I said it already, right, didn't I?
You did. In there was the correct answer.
Yeah.
In there. And all that shit you said. So choose that one that's in there.
I said very over the top. Very braggadocious.
That's
very...
it. No, stop it. You gotta stop at one. Don't keep...
Treat yourself.
treat yourself. Now it's over the top. Which one is it?
To dress or adorn gaudily.
Gaudily.
I didn't hear gaudily nowhere in there.
Or adorn.
I didn't hear ball out.
That
ain't nobody's dictionary. Not Webster, not Merriman, not nobody's dictionary. Y'all see what I'm up against here?
What, intelligence? Greatness? Godliness? This is next. This
game is rigged.
How was it? Maybe for somebody from Detroit. But nobody here is doing anything extra right now. We're just trying to live our lives and stuff. You feel like the system against you.
The word is indigence.
Indigenous.
That's a different word completely.
From what I got?
You just told me a different word than that's on this card.
Right, mm-hmm. No, hold on. I might have flipped the wrong card then. Maybe I
was... No.
Let me go. I might have flipped it on here.
Let's see that.
This one right here?
That is not indigenous.
No, I didn't say indigenous.
No, that's what
did you say?
Like,
No.
You did? Hold on, let me stop. I'm going to come around here and take a look at the camera. You want me to put the camera over here so we can see what you're saying?
I want to hear ball out. Yeah, let's run it back. Let's play. Give me the playback.
Petty ass motherfucker. Well, I tell you what, boy. You ain't going to never cheat nothing in life being that petty. You want to try indigenous again?
No, I didn't say it. That was not what I said. I said indigence.
You added an extra N this time, but I swear you said indigenous.
I could have
sworn
you said
No, I didn't say indigenous. No.
Huh? You didn't say what?
The first time I didn't. I have a tongue thrust. It might have just...
A tongue thrust?
I do. I have a
What is a tongue thrust?
A tongue thrust.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of that?
No, what is it?
So, like, basically, my tongue is, like, it's not quite a lisp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tongue thrust.
A tongue thrust wouldn't make you say indigenous.
I didn't say indigenous. I said the word.
Right. Which is? Say it again.
Listen.
No, say it again.
When is the last time I had hearing check?
Don't you try to blame it on my sweet bias.
Elementary school. So, can we proceed to the definition now that we have
right after you say it one more time?
You have to say it correctly first.
You
have to say it. Give an answer.
Ooh, she ain't never listened to nobody before.
Indigents.
Yes.
I can't imagine how tight you were holding your ass cheeks when you said that. Because I know you
said it the first time. I have a tongue thrust.
Listen, I know you was holding your ass cheeks tight because after you said it, your body went down. So that means that you closed the cheeks up. It was like, indigents.
Because y'all got me like.
Nah.
The luxury of one class is counterbalanced by the indigenous of another. Luxury of one class. So this would be, so that would mean, you want me to just start throwing out words? You want me to just start going through rambling? It's something that is
My bad. Take that, copper. You never take me alive.
It is something that is like low, like low class, like something that is what's the word I'm looking for? Something that is
Like yin yang twins get low. Oh, that little dog get low.
It's like something that is like lower class, something that is not very nice, not very polished, something that is, you know.
Wait, was that word Detroit?
It was East St. Louis, actually. East St. Louis, St. Louis, and St. Louis County. It was all that. In one. St. Louis Square.
It's extreme poverty. So I'm gonna give that to you.
East St. Louis.
It's more than low class.
Arches. Okay.
Yeah. It would actually be Detroit, right?
I'm not familiar with Detroit. But if it contains extreme poverty, where all the comfort of life,
Listen, I can take you to a trip to Detroit real quick.
It would be East St. Louis.
Here, this is what you know.
They live in barns.
Close your eyes real quick. What do you see?
Nothing.
Detroit. There it is. All right. Let's move on to the
definition
next.
Correct.
Round 5.
You shuffling through? Okay.
I kept another card in there, so I wouldn't see the next card. So I wouldn't cheat. I kept two cards there so I wouldn't see the next card. That's me trying to play fair. Because I feel like you've had the deck stacked against you since birth because you're from Detroit.
I really think Tahir needs like a white co-host. Because at this point, it's just a lot of cheating and a lot of rigged and a lot of...
You don't think I would pay going a white person the same way I pay a black person off? Cash cow. Maybe I don't care about none of that.
The word is DEFENESTRATION.
Breathe.
Defenestration.
Correct.
We know you went over the words before the show started. I'm not even. Go ahead. You couldn't keep it straight.
I laughed because I was like, I just knew it was wrong. Why would I invite people on to cheat them?
It's not that hard of a word, but go ahead.
You would have messed it up.
Go ahead.
All right. Whistleblowers in Russia are at risk of defenestration. Woo! Let me see. Whistleblowers in Russia are at risk of defenestration.
Lifeline?
That is like, you know, Lifeline, girl. I got this. Lifeline? What am I driving through Detroit? I would think that defenestration means repercussions, some type of blowback. Consequence.
No, she said no.
The number three, color blue. multiplication. None of that. Cool. All right, well, I got it right, half. And then, what's defenestration mean?
The act of throwing a person or a thing out of a window.
What?
You can be St. Louis.
Why didn't it just say how Detroit deals with their problems? It would be so much easier. It made so much more sense. But
you a quick coming from my city. We're doing just fine.
Yeah, you are. Bless your heart.
The word is N-I-M-I-E-T-Y.
Nimiety. I'm gonna give you that.
For the potluck, Julie offers suggestions for dishes that were needed so that they wouldn't end up with a nimiety of cookies. That's a bunch, a plethora, a whole lot, a gang.
Yes.
Gang.
Excess, exactly.
That's Detroit's actual first language. Gang, gang, gang. It's also bang, bang, bang. Slang. They got like stang.
Extra credit.
Well, cool. We got the first part of the game out the way. This next part is very easy, very quick. Basically, we both get an index card with a very difficult, a heavily worded sentence. Mm-hmm. And we have 10 seconds to say that sentence correctly with as little errors as possible in 10 seconds. All right?
Okay.
So, I'll let you pull first.
It's rigged anyway.
How would it be rigged if she got to pull first?
That's rigged.
Okay, so do you want me to go first or you want to go
first? I want you to go first.
Okay. Maya, when you're ready?
Ready when you are.
She all right. 15 seconds on the clock.
It's a stopwatch. All right, here we go. Maya, you say when and I'll flip over there.
Flip now.
All right. In early 16th century, Millefleur's tapestry is a charmer with children playing amidst the birds and animals and the thousand flowers of the style's name.
Just half a second over. I stopped it late.
Okay, well.
Kishi, you ready?
I'm ready.
Turn it over now.
A vacation on a tropical island could be just the thing you need to fight against the winter doldrums, she said as she handed me the resort's brochure.
Yep. Just under 7 seconds, yes?
You read really well and fast. I will give you that. So, Maya, how we do?
Keisha won.
Excuse me?
The private school came through.
Can you say it again, please?
Keisha did win.
Okay.
Because you missed the extra credit. I can't do that.
She doesn't do anything with enthusiasm. Just know that.
That's, I don't even know that
yourself.
Word.
You brought that on yourself. You heard me just say that.
Maybe just bring your voice up a bit.
No.
Maybe
just take it from what it is.
I'll get closer to the mic.
Do I get like...
Keisha won.
Like, see that? Keisha won. There you go.
Oh, okay. She said Keisha won. That's what she said.
Yeah,
Keisha won?
His library card. Take it back to the city and put him on. What was the score, though, Maya?
She got 95 with the extra credit.
Hold on a second. She got what?
In this point, I got an A. That's what I got. She said it's a 95 out of 100. 95.
She only missed 2.5 of the points in the regular game.
And it was rigged on top of that. They cheated, and I still won. You know what I mean?
What was my score?
Not as nice.
Excuse me. Wait a second. Hold on. Turn the cameras off.
You don't want her to say it out loud. Hey, yeah. Just do one of these.
Everybody just calm down.
Yeah. 65. You missed the extra credit. You missed 3.5 points of the regular game.
This has been another amazing episode of Wording is Hard. I want to thank my guest Keisha Eve for coming through and having a great time with us, man. Keisha, you got anything going on that you want to tell the people to look out for?
You're not going to get me. I do my research.
What you talking about?
I watched the show. Nope. I don't got nothing going on.
All right.
Go ahead, cut me off.
You want to tell the people where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's Keisha.
I ain't got nothing. Now that was all the word was on. We'll see you next time.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.